Hey, and welcome back to an exciting episode of Extra Features. Today we have three fabulous actors who brought their web series Day of the Dove to us. I'm going to let themselves introduce themselves because there's so many of them. Go ahead, guys.
Hi, I'm Peter Grigg. I'm one of the writers and actors, and I play the mystery man on the web series Day of the Dove.
This is Doug Bozowski. I am also a writer and an actor, and I play the accountant on the web series Day of the Dove.
I'm Douglas Allen Pierce. I do some of the writing and the directing and editing for Day of the Dove.
So maybe we could just start there. Why a web series and not a movie?
Oh, who knows? There might be a full-length feature movie of the Day of the Dove. That could happen. But we started with the idea of a short web series just to see if we could do the whole project from concept all the way through to post-production on a regular basis. Planning out where we've already planned out through all of two seasons. And so part of it was us testing the waters to see what we could do.
Now, you just brought up you're going to have two seasons. So my question is, how many episodes in a season? Because I've seen seven now.
Mm-hmm. Can't hear you. 12 episodes per season, and we may go to a 13 in the first. And we're looking at 13 to 14 in the second season.
Was this planned ahead of time that you're going to have two seasons, or are you just happy with the response you're getting?
We're planning on actually maybe four seasons.
Okay. Wow, you guys are going all out.
Yeah, because because part of this is us trying some new things, including some new green screen ideas, and so we're trying some new concepts to try and make a sci-fi comedy.
So you're calling it a sci-fi? Go ahead, Doug, sorry.
We're hoping episode 7 was a lot better than episode 1, and as we go along, we're learning things, and we want to put those in so that hopefully it gets better as the series goes along.
Now, how did you decide on your characters? Who was going to play what? Because you guys have a lot of people in this web series. It's not like two people. It's like seven or eight of you.
In future episodes, there'll even be more. So to begin with, our very first episode, we only had about five people. And it was mainly friends that were willing to act in it. And after that, we decided that we wanted to define five or six more main characters and then a lot of helpers. And so we pretty much decided that we're going to have a cast of 6 to 10 pretty much all the time.
Okay, so why is your villain a dove?
Okay. Peter's the creator.
Well, that's a great question. Part of it is a little bit of a parody on Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. Part of it is sort of a parody of some really stupid kind of horror movies like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. One of my daughters had a pair of diamond doves in her cage, and I was in there one day just looking at them thinking, wouldn't it be great if this harmless little dove was the supervillain?
Well, I think it works well. It makes me laugh numerous times during the short. I do find them funny.
We're working on a short that's a thriller that we produce called Sanitized. And while we were in pre-production with this for months, Peter had been bugging me about this series. And I finally said, Peter, write the damn thing. And then we'll see where it goes. And it just took off from there.
So, okay. So you guys do this weekly, obviously, is what I'm understanding.
Well, an episode gets posted weekly, But we film probably 5 to 7 episodes once every 6 weeks or so. And then the rest of the time is post-production and editing to get them ready to go out.
I guess my question, how long does it take you to shoot one episode? Because, I mean, they're very short. I mean, they're 7 to 10 minutes, I would say. Probably no more than 8.
Well, that depends whether people show up knowing their lines or not. On a week, we'll take a week, and typically what we'll do during a week, one night we'll do animal shots. We have other animals in upcoming episodes. We have a turtle and some dogs, and there'll be some other animals that get introduced as characters. And so when we shoot during a week, one night will be animal shots, and then usually a Friday, Saturday, part of a Sunday, we will shoot enough for the rest of 6 to 7 episodes. So 16 shooting hours would be about right.
So that's about 2 hours per episode, I'm guessing, maybe 2 and change.
It really depends. We've had some fun with some of the times we were shooting where we had outdoor scenes, and when we had the cameras and were all set up, we had like snowstorms here in Colorado, and so sometimes it's unpredictable exactly how long it'll take.
Oh, so you guys shoot in Colorado?
Yeah, we're in Colorado Springs.
I had no idea. I guess I should have by the Skype, but it looks like Texas to me.
You know, we're right here in Colorado. We'll have more mountain scenes in future episodes. But, yeah, we're right here in Colorado Springs, right beside the Rocky Mountains. And so we can get snow anytime and bizarre weather at any time. We improvise scenes. If we have a snowstorm when we need to shoot, we will change the script to include the bird having control of the weather.
Okay. Now, the bird, your main lead, the boy, I think, discusses you guys have to read the trailer park. Now, is it an actual trailer park you're shooting in?
I live in a trailer park, and we use my house for it. So I made sure I put in a joke about trailer park going to play my house.
Yeah, we've shot a variety of places here, different people's homes. There's a co-working center that I have an office in, or I had one. I just recently relinquished it, where we would shoot. We've shot outside. So we have quite a few locations that we utilize, including a trailer park.
Okay. Because I was wondering if the whole thing was shot in one place. Like it was just a room you had set aside for the accountant, the hit woman, and the bird. I thought they were all one room, maybe off to the side.
A lot of those scenes were at the co-working space where I had an office. But we have a variety of places, actually, we shoot. My home is another one where there's some rooms, and the trailer park, as well as Doug Mazeski's home. So we've actually probably used 6 or 7 different locations.
So how are you finding this experience? Like, are you getting positive responses from people? Or do people think you're crazy?
Yes. We have had international feedback. Doug Pierce's family in Australia have watched it and gotten to the point now where they've let us know that they'll be very upset if we don't have that episode up in time to be viewed once a week. We had Doug Bozeski's daughter was in Peru with college students. And they started watching the episode down there, and one of their classmates is also addicted to it. So we are getting some positive response, international positive response.
That's great. Do your neighbors care that you're shooting, or no? They just don't worry about it. The outside scenes, I meant.
Yeah, they don't.
When they saw the cameras in the trailer park, they were a little concerned. And I think it was because they thought we may have been there for reasons to see what they were doing. And once we explained we were doing a web series, they were cool with it, but they were a little nervous initially when they saw some cameras.
They thought maybe we were the police doing surveillance or something. But anyways, yeah, we're having a ball.
Now, when you're feeding your crew, do you normally make them hot dogs, like in the hot dog scene?
No, actually, we usually make them chili.
Because I thought the hot dog scene was funny. I want to go back to it, if it was a continuity glitch or whatever. Because the first two or three people get hot dogs, and the woman only gets a wiener.
Yeah.
Was that planned?
Yeah. That was not by accident, for a variety of reasons, including that she can't eat gluten. So we're very aware of the cast limitations. Also, yeah, and the biker dude there got a dog toy that was a hot dog as well. And so that was intentional. Part of what we're trying to pull off, and we're learning more and more how to do this, is how to incorporate sort of some of the classic slapstick comedy that you used to see in shows like Hogan's Heroes, Gilligan's Island, that sort of thing, and yet also try to have the writing that's interesting as well. And so we're still experimenting with different techniques, but that's sort of one of our objectives.
Okay, let's get the accountant here. Give him the slide over, Doug, the slide over so I can hear him, because the question's for you.
Okay, I'm here. Can
perfect.
You hear me?
I can hear you perfectly now. My question for the accountant is, you're not too smart. You need toes to count. So how did you get your job?
Probably bribes and convincing. I figured an accountant's just after money, so wherever he can get it, and he probably can talk a good story to cash when he was in an interview or met him somehow. I don't know how, but he's in it for the money, is what I figure.
Are you enjoying your new coworker, the Quirrell, your new castmate?
New cast.
The turtle.
The lady?
Yeah, no, the lady turns into a turtle. I'm trying not to ruin this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. She actually, the turtle is my turtle, and my wife had him when we first married. He's a red-footed tortoise, and he's like 35 years old.
Oh, my God, really?
Yes, and so we filmed him on the green screen. So, yeah, we work well together since I feed him. And he basically came in the story because Olivia has to go to New York. She's trying to become an actress there. So she was out a few episodes, and we don't know how long she's going, so we had the turtle substitute for her a while, and she did voiceovers.
That is brilliant. I love that. Cause I'm like, why would they turn this woman into a turtle? I had no idea why. That's a great reason. I love it.
Yeah. So, a lot of our decisions are made because of casting, too. There were supposed to be two minions, and they were supposed to work off of each other, and the accountant was supposed to be not really talk to them too much. But one of the minions didn't show up when we first... the first day we filmed, and so I had to interact with Olivia more, and so I decided to play the part like I hated her, and she caught on right away. She's a great actress, and so we played off each other well. The accountant just hates her, and she doesn't like him, so it worked out great.
I love it. So when you guys work on a script, who writes the first draft?
Most of the time Peter does, although I've done a couple, but Peter does most of the writing.
We have a writer's room kind of brainstorming, so we try to have some ideas that sort of we talk about, and then I assimilate them and try to come up with a first draft. And then Doug edit it and add or subtract or totally throw it away sometimes. So that's sort of the process that we do.
And then sometimes the actors come up with ideas, and we try to incorporate those if we think they're good. And we had Peter's daughter plays Meg Lord, and we had one meeting with her, and we came up with an idea. We still haven't written it in the script or implemented it, but it's a good idea, so we might play with that. And Donna, Doug's Pierce's wife, came up with a good idea, and we're trying to get that into our script for the second half of the second season into the third. So, yeah, we have a lot of good ideas floating now, and we still have to get a lot of them on paper. We got about half the second season written up.
So I'm guessing I'm going to assume that the first season's been all shot, and you're working only on the edit?
Yes, it's all shot, and then I had just completed episode, was supposed to be 8, and there's just so much great footage, it became 8 and 9. So it added an extra episode, but it was just, I didn't want to cut anything because I really liked what the actors did. And then, so we'll finish up editing that within the next couple of weeks, and that will give me time because we're going to produce a making of episode, and we're also producing a commentary track episodes.
So did you guys come to this just because you needed something to do? Because you said you're working on a short, and this just sort of came out of a short, I'm meant to understand then?
Yeah, here's the long story short, pardon the pun, Doug Pierce and myself had written several screenplays for Hollywood, and we actually just about had one of the things that we had written produced in Hollywood, but the deal fell through. And I can tell you, it's trying to sell something to Hollywood is almost impossible. Then, and we started that in 2011 together. Then, through a variety of happenstance, I happened to get into a horror movie that some people in Hollywood made out here in Colorado. They needed some guy to play sort of a countryman out in the mountains here for this horror movie. And the lady that did it was named Summer Moore, who did high school in Colorado Springs and then went to L.A., and she's got her own production company. Well, talking with her, she basically convinced me that the next step is you have to begin to produce your own stuff if you really want to have a chance of better things being sold or made down the line. And that's when we took the next decision to we're going to learn actually how to do everything from concept to post-production. So that's what we did. Now, one of the great things that happened in our community, and you see it on our credits, we have a library here in Colorado called 21C that actually has a movie studio inside the library that you can rent and take courses on movie production. And so we've filmed there. They have a green screen. They've got 8 or 10 Hollywood quality cameras that we can use. And so it is very empowering if people want to take the time to learn how to do this, to do it. And they have courses on things like After Effects after you've done your filming. And so that was sort of the evolution of things. And so that's what we've been doing lately. And then we wrote a short that was a psychological thriller, a sort of a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And it was during the filming and writing of this that I kept harassing my partner and friend Doug Pierce about, you know, we ought to do a series about some little bird that takes over the world. And I just harassed him relentlessly for months until finally just said, just write it and we'll do it. And that was it.
So what am I understanding here is that, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So that's great. So you guys have got this great screen going. You're producing your own stuff. You're moving along. You got 4 seasons. Is the final goal, hopefully Hollywood will come calling then?
More of our direction nowadays is we're getting ready to raise funds for a sitcom, and that maybe we can find a line into the world of Netflix or Amazon instead. I'm not sure Hollywood's really, I mean, every time you turn around with Hollywood, they say, let's do something new, and then they do a show from the 80s again. And I won't mention any of those shows, but and so I think what we want to do is begin working with other filmmakers here in Colorado and do something here and remain in the indie market. Maybe we'll never eat again. I don't know. Maybe I'll suffer an 8-hour day for the rest of my life. But I'd really like to see film and television grow right here in Colorado. Great scenes, lots of talent that we're running into as we continue to work. And we think there's more to be had than just the West Coast.
Okay.
Or New York. You know, the something we also think about is that a lot of people get breaks on making sort of a cheesy, B-rated horror movie that's low budget, that still can turn a profit. And so we kind of keep that in the back of our mind. One of my goals for Day of the Dove is to somehow, and we'll see what happens over time, get some sort of Rocky Horror Picture Show cult-like following of people that just want to watch this series because it's not really political and takes a shot at humor with some bizarre twists and is just fun. And so that is also one of our goals.
That's great. Are you going to market the franchise, I guess? Are you going to do T-shirts, posters? Do you have a plan for that yet?
Oh, that's definitely, you know, we're walking before we're running, but absolutely, you know, if four men wearing makeup in their 60s can still turn in $1 billion a year, then maybe we can have some, and that's, I'm referring to Kiss, of course, that, you know, maybe we'll have some Dove action figures, like those G.I. Joe action figures. I don't know if you're old enough to remember those, or some Cash Dove Dakota rings, or who knows what could happen if, you know, like I say, you get some sort of silly cult-like following of people that want to buy your merchandise.
Have you had any? Go ahead.
Now, is all we have is we push out on Facebook and Twitter. Being old guys, it's kind of hard to figure out the other pieces. I keep asking my son to instruct me in the Instagram and all the other parts of this, but right now it's mostly Facebook and Twitter that we push this out on.
I think those are two very strong mediums. Facebook's a huge medium, and so is Twitter, because people always look at it. Instagram, it's pictures. I find Instagram's a little bit different. It's a different feed. So I guess my question is, did you have problems recruiting your actors? Or is just all family members? You said, okay, we're doing this, get in.
There was a part of that. Also, Olivia, who plays Damiana, she actually lives in Colorado Springs, and she happened to answer a Craigslist ad I put up, and she is formerly trained as an actress, and she went to school in L.A. for 4 years. I forget the name of the acting academy that she went to, but she's a formerly trained actress and singer, and she just happened to see an ad on Craigslist, and she called me, and she was so surprised that I took a phone call, because in L.A., producers don't talk to actors. Yeah, and then we also got a Jazz on there. She also responded to a Craigslist ad. And so we've got a couple of people. We've also had some people respond on Craigslist that were just not appropriate. But then otherwise, mainly friends and family.
Have you had any friends or family that watched this and said you're crazy?
Oh, yeah. Totally. Totally. But, you know, but they keep watching it, and they keep coming back to playing a role. So, you know, I'm not sure what to make of that. Doug's wife, Donna, does our makeup and costumes. But she thinks at times we're just totally nuts. But she's there. She plays Daphne as well.
I wish I knew the characters' names better. If I saw photos, I'd be like, yeah, I know who they all are to see them, but I don't quite know the names yet. Now, one thing we haven't touched on at all is the music.
Yes.
What?
The music, I scrubbed hours through Pond 5. We're still working on getting contacts to create some music for it, but I found this great piece of music in Pond 5. I bought the rights to it so we could use it, and now we have one of our fans wanting to use it as his ringtone, and we're going, if you record that, don't tell us.
Definitely, music is on our radar in a number of ways. One is we have begun to contact, let's say, up-and-coming artists who might want to write a song for the series at some point that we could use just to give them credit or pay them a nominal amount of money. And then we've also thought about having a Day of the Dove, like Christmas special, and also some episodes that focus on Cash the Dove wanting to be a rock star for whatever reason, and maybe recording a new original rock song that could be included in that episode. And you can get a new rock song created with all the rights for like $100 on like Fiverr.com. And so those are some of the things that are on our radar.
Who did the logo?
Who didn't what?
The logo? Who's responsible for designing the logo?
Which one?
The one in the middle. You always have it. I watch a bit of the short, and then you have a logo right in the middle with the music all the time.
The Phoenix. That was done. I got that done by a lady in Pakistan on Fiverr.com.
So you guys are like multi-internationals, getting music, doing this, doing that. You guys are rocking.
Well, we're learning the deal. You know, even talking with you, this is new. This is our first time doing something like that. So, you know, we're still learning the game.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, I don't have a lot more questions. Is there anything I haven't asked?
What's that? I mean, how did you first see this? I'm curious. How did you first see this?
I found you guys on Twitter,
uh-huh.
And I just reached out to you. When you said yes, I watched them all. That's the best answer I can give you.
Wow. So you watched them, and you thought the idea was interesting enough to at least talk to us tonight?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell me, let me ask you this then. After watching it, do you think did you have a certain feel like, oh, I really hope that Cash does X, Y, or Z in the future? Or was there anything that sort of like struck out like, oh, it'd be cool if the series went in a certain direction? Did you have any kind of thoughts like that?
No, I wanted to enjoy it. I'm not one of these people that want characters to do what I want them to do. I want you guys to surprise me. The turtle was a surprise to me. I liked the turtle because it was different.
We are working hard to try and have unexpected twists, and so that is part of our working ideology, so to speak, is like, how can we make this end, or can something happen that really is totally off guard?
And I quite like the Scooby-Doo gang. I do enjoy the meetings with the Scooby-Doo gang.
Uh-huh.
I quite like that.
Yeah, we've got there's a couple of different groups that meet. One is the Resistance and Meglord, who's my daughter Margaret, and the other one is when sort of the supervillains all get together to talk about how things are going with Cash. Did the length feel about right to you?
Yeah,
I'm watching.
I only have one criticism. I wish you would play the intro only at the beginning and not in the middle, because I find it distracting. That's my honest answer.
That's something we've talked about and we're looking at. That's a very, very good observation.
Okay, well, I have no more questions, but we can still play fun questions. If you haven't listened to an interview, you have no idea what these are.
Okay.
Okay, your favorite film. You got three of you, so each one of you get to go.
My favorite film, Enter the Dragon, acted and written by Bruce Lee.
Wonderful Life.
Oh, can't agree with you on that one. Do not like It's a Wonderful Life at all.
I've never been able to watch that, but I do like, Christmas Vacation.
So there you go. There's some more info. Okay, it's Friday night. You guys got people over. You guys are obviously film fans. What are you going to put on to sit and watch?
That is a source of great argument, especially if our wives are with us. Many of us like John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, and I also really enjoy the spaghetti westerns. I don't know if you ever saw My Name is Trinity or Trinity is My Name. They were made by Italian actors. You should watch them. They're hysterical.
The Good and the Bad and the Ugly.
Great film.
And our wives, they like Mamma Mia.
Oh, God, no.
And I am being forced to go. I do not want to go, but I am being forced to go. And my wife said, well, she heard you have to stay till the end. I said, can I leave at the beginning?
So this is the easiest question. I look at your DVD shelf. What DVD would stand out as shouldn't be there?
Oh, man, I don't know. That's a good one. I don't know. I'm going to say Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, I like it. It's a good film.
I liked it, too, the first time I saw it, maybe the second, but unfortunately, studying it to break it down as a study, after the 100th time, I cannot enjoy it again.
Sound of Music.
Oh, God. No, thank you.
I went to Eat, Pray, Love with my wife, and about two-thirds of the movie, I looked at my popcorn and said, at least this was good.
So I want everybody, tell everybody where they can find Day of the Dove.
You can find it on the Day of the Dove web series YouTube channel. And you have to put web series in, otherwise you're going to get Star Trek episodes.
I did notice that. Well, I want to...
Thursday night, 7 p.m. is when the new episode comes out every single week.
And everyone, hit the subscribe button. Watch episode one and hit subscribe.
Yes, please. Please, help us out.
Hit subscribe. Well, I want to thank you guys. You guys were lovely. And thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Maybe we can connect again in a year or so.
I would love to. That would be great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye now.